September 28, Midnight Deliverance. In a moment shall they, the wicked, die, and the people shall be troubled at midnight and pass away, and the mighty shall be taken away without hand. Job 34:20. God has always chosen extremities when there seemed no possible chance for deliverance from Satan's workings for the manifestation of his power. It is at midnight that God manifests his power for the deliverance of his people. The sun appears shining in its strength. Signs and wonders follow in quick succession. The wicked look with terror and amazement upon the scene, while the righteous behold with solemn joy the tokens of their deliverance. Everything in nature seems turned out of its course. The streams cease to flow. Dark, heavy clouds come up and clash against each other. In the midst of the angry heavens is one clear space of indescribable glory, whence comes the voice of God like the sound of many waters, saying, "It is done." Revelation 16:17. The powers of heaven will be shaken at the voice of God. Then the sun, moon, and stars will be moved out of their places. They will not pass away, but be shaken by the voice of God. Dark, heavy clouds came up and clashed against each other. The atmosphere parted and rolled back. Then we could look up through the open space in Orion, whence came the voice of God. After the people have heard the voice of God, they are in despair and trouble such as never was since there was a nation. And in this, the people of God will suffer affliction. The clouds of heaven will clash, and there will be darkness. Then that voice comes from heaven, and the clouds begin to roll back like a scroll, and there is the bright, clear sign of the Son of Man. The children of God know what that cloud means. The 144,000 triumphed. Their faces were lighted up with the glory of God. When the voice of God turns the captivity of his people, there is a terrible awakening of those who have lost all in the great conflict of life. The day of wrath to the enemies of God is the day of final deliverance to his church.